Hello, and welcome to Friends for Life, a podcast of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's National Mission. We're here to come alongside you as we journey through life under the cross. What does it look like to care for our neighbors in body and soul? How do we tend to our own body and soul? How can we speak up for life? And finally, how do we share the faith with the next generation? Join us as we have these conversations and learn together. We hope you'll stick around and be our friends for life.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Steph Nugebauer, here with my co-hosts for this season, Sam Freeman and Grant Manor. Guys, this is super fun because, well, for one, it's a reuniting of two co-hosts from 3 years ago, but also it's really out of the norm for us because I'm typically the host for Friends for Life, and it's fun to bring new voices on. So can you introduce yourselves and then tell our listeners why you have the mic for this season?
Yeah, absolutely. Great. You can go first. I'll be a gentleman here.
Well, you are the main co-host, but I can go first. That's fine. I'm Grant Manor, and my mother, Tiffany, is the managing director of a lot of things in National Mission, but she, first and foremost, is a life ministry individual. And so she's the boss. She's been on this podcast a couple of times, I think.
Yeah, she's my regular co-host. Yeah, you're right.
So because she's my mother, I, you know, help her out at the youth gathering, was deemed suitable enough to be able to speak in a public-facing role. And so I got the wonderful opportunity to hang out with Sam 3 years ago and talk to all these kids about life stuff. And we reprised this youth gathering. And it was an even better ride than last time.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So my name's Sam Freeman. I am from, can I say where I'm from, Stephanie? I know we had some rules there.
You can say where you're from.
I'm from the great state of Arkansas, and I got to meet Stephanie and her husband whenever Kurt came and became the pastor of our church. And a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I was presented with the opportunity to go talk to some youth about life ministry and all those kind of things. And I got the opportunity again. And that's what we were doing down in New Orleans. And it was a lot of fun. Super excited about it. And it was just a great time. It was good to get to hang out with Grant again.
Yeah. Some great conversations, too. The kids really upped their game this year.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know. I think you should consider Kevin an offshoot or some kind of podcast where the TU banter about something. I don't know what it would be, but I think you guys could have a show.
We could just talk for hours and it'd be about nothing at all.
Yeah. So. We would talk so much but say so little. That's what it would do.
Yeah, you guys are gems, both as individuals, members of your own congregations, but also gems just in terms of young adult males within the Lutheran Church, which are voices that are very much needed and wanted. And I'm really glad that you both took me up on the chance to be able to do this. So for a little bit of more context, this was at the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering, which took place this time around in New Orleans. For those who aren't familiar at all, the opportunity comes up every 3 years and bounces from big city to big city. In 3 years from now, we'll be in San Antonio, we learned at the closing of this gathering. So we're already looking ahead to what that might look like. But for the last two gatherings, LCMS Life Ministry has had the opportunity to have a giant exhibit or booth on what's considered the experiential floor. So honestly, I think it might be better coming from you all, since you both have been at gatherings. Can you explain like what the experiential floor is like to someone who's never been there before?
Yeah, I mean, it's really neat. So I'll say this. I worked in the industrial sales world, and I've been to trade shows and all this, you know, this big trade shows and everything. It's like that, but on steroids, and it's like everything LCMS church related. And it's just, it's really neat. Being from the South, there's not a whole lot of Lutheran churches and not a whole lot of Lutheran congregations. So being able to see all of these different, you know, walks of life, all these different Lutherans walking around, knowing that you profess the same faith. It's just cool. It's really big, just neat, and it's just really cool.
I'll piggyback off of that. You know, so often these youth growing up, they only know their church and their youth group because they haven't moved around a lot. And this experiential floor just is an eye-opener for them. They get to see all these different Lutheran organizations. the school, the Concordia colleges are there, the seminaries are there. It's all of a sudden, okay, being LCMS isn't just my church. It's all these things. It's all these organizations, all these different things that I can volunteer for, I can learn about, and so much more so than the sessions, because the sessions are learning about, you know, being Lutheran. This is, Floor is about all the different areas of Lutheranism.
Yeah, well said. So not only were there Concordias represented, including the seminaries, but there were also LCMS RSOs, which are recognized service organizations, which if you're a regular follower of the show, you'll hear actually that referenced quite a bit. Youth had the chance to do both play and, you know, putting your faith into practice. So they got to do some, I saw some like giant bouncy balls in the air, like over on the far left wing. There were food courts on both sides. They got to lounge and blow up pools. It was really something. But then also there were some more serious service project type things or different interactive areas where they got to ask questions, put their faith into practice. I saw Orphan Green train over there. Anyways, LCMS Life had the chance to have a giant 5,400 square foot space, which is remarkable. I mean, the space felt huge when we got there that first day to set up, but it had so many different touch points and different offerings for kids to come through. And the whole purpose was, let's let the youth come through and be able to, first of all, know that their church cares about life issues. Like, that's number one. There is an LCMS Life ministry. We care about life issues. And that life issues include from conception all the way through natural death. And so we had areas where there were conversations about end of life issues. There were chances to learn about fetal development. There was a local pregnancy center there, which is New Life Women's Clinic, which you'll hear Allison and Kristen both represent New Life Women's Clinic in the local New Orleans area, where they got to talk to local staff members and see how our diaper drive was really being able to help and benefit the local women and babies there. We had an area where kids got to come up and podcast. So that was our Friends for Life area where Gray and Sam were hosting the podcasting station. And we also had live ultrasounds. So you're looking at her. That was me, the sonographer, doing the live scans of babies within the mother's womb. We had pregnant models come in. And so these were all ladies who were helped by the local pregnancy center. And we were able to do obstetrical ultrasounds on babies as early as 12 weeks up to 30 weeks. And kids got to see every hour, they had the opportunity to see a live ultrasound scan to ask questions. And we got to talk in real time about God's gift of life, his creation, fetal development.
Really quick, what does obstetrical mean?
Yeah, so obstetrical stands for obstetrics, which is when you're talking about an OBGYN, which we also are featuring in this season. She's an obstetrician gynecologist, so she deals with babies in gynecology, which deals with, you know, women's reproductive system. So
Yeah,
thanks for the question, Grant. Yeah, so what was your reaction to what LCMS Life Ministry was able to put forward, and then how the youth responded to that space?
My reaction, and I think Sam and I talked to more youth than I did, but my reaction was, wow, this is a giant space full of life ministry, which is, in my opinion, one of the most important topics when it comes to what we believe as Lutherans, you know, how we value life. And to be able to showcase it in such a giant manner felt awesome. And the live, you know, ultrasounds were a hit as far as we could tell. That, you know, they were always packed. I hadn't seen one of those since my little sisters were born, and it was really cool to experience that again. And you talking everybody through it was really cool. I was blown away.
Yeah. I mean, I'm right there with Grant. I mean, being a man, you know, it's kind of, we don't have the inside scoop. You know, it's not like we don't know always, you know, how women operate, how they develop and what their bodies are capable of doing. And just being able to go and be a voice and, you know, just be an outlet for those youth to come up and talk. And then also a lot of those other, you know, guests that we have, the OBGYN and Ms. Allison, just hearing those people speak and how passionate they were about that, that to me was just super neat. And it definitely fueled a fire within me to become even more passionate. And yeah, I just felt like our whole area, the whole life ministries area, it was just kind of peaceful. I mean, there were a lot of kids running around in that interactive center. The whole big area. You know, they're running back and forth. There's all these loud noises, but you come over to Life Ministry and people are just kind of hanging out, talking about life, talking about, you know, all the many blessings that God gives us. And, you know, I just felt like it was peace and love, and not to sound too much like a hippie, but it was just like, hey, you know, peace and love, man. We're here. We value life. We love people. You know, life is a gift. So it was just a good experience. It was a great, great booth. And maybe I'm a little biased because that's where I was working most of the time.
Well, I would agree with you on all of that, you know, peace and love and the youth, the youth lighting a fire, I can totally agree with, because so often you hear that this generation doesn't care. They don't care about anything. They just care about screens and being online. And these kids were on fire for life. And it was, and I'm fire for being Lutheran and just being there. It was inspiring. And like Sam said, it lit a fire in me as well.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool. They do care.
Well, then that brings me to another question. Like, what were you expecting when, so full disclosure is I wrote out a list of questions for y'all in terms of ideas. I am not new to hosting. And so I've kind of learned over the years to pre-write some questions, send them to my guests, like so that they kind of have an idea of at least the conversation topic, so that they're not like, you know, coming on live and going, what are we here to talk about, you know? But really, these youth had zero prep whatsoever. And I'm guessing, I don't know, because I was busy doing ultrasound all the time, but you were just like, hey, y'all want to come record a podcast? And what was the general reaction to that?
Yeah, more or less, it was like, you see somebody walking by and you can kind of tell, you know, these kids, the outgoing ones are always kind of looking around, head on a swivel. And when they see the opportunity to get a microphone in front of their face, they're like, oh, okay, this looks kind of cool. And then whenever me or Grant would engage with them, it's like, hey, you want to be on a podcast? It was like, yeah, let me think about it. Yes, absolutely. Let's get on here and start talking. So that was awesome. But yeah, I mean, the kids, they were just super in tune and super engaged with just about everything we were talking about. And like you said, they had no sort of prep or no sort of questions. It was just kind of like, hey, let's hit record and let's riff. Let's see where the conversation takes us. And obviously, you know, we had some questions that we wanted to ask them. But for the most part, I mean, it really blew my mind how passionate a lot of these kids were. I mean, a lot of these kids that we talked to, you know, had been to life marches and been to DC or been to, you know, these events where they're advocating for life. And to me, it was like, man, I got to step up my game. I'm not doing enough. So it was great.
Even the ones that were maybe a little bit hesitant at first to come and talk to us, you know, they started to open up. And sometimes those guys had unbelievable answers. They were just so thoughtful. Like, I don't always talk about this kind of thing, but I'm going to share with you what I think. And that's special. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. We didn't take that for granted that these kids were sharing with us things they might not always share with other people in their lives.
Yeah. So what was your favorite question to ask where you were like, oh, I know I'm going to get, you know, some thoughtful responses or creative responses? Was there one you always went to because you're like, wow, kids really want to talk about this?
I think my favorite question was just to start every interview off, what does it mean to be pro-life? And a lot of the answers were very similar, which I think is a testament to, you know, what these kids believe and how well-versed they are in what they believe. But that just, to me, it seemed appropriate. It seemed like, hey, this is a good way to get the conversation rolling and we'll see where it takes us. That was my favorite question to ask.
My favorite question were, there was a couple that kind of opened up the conversation to, when we are talking about being pro-life, we mean all ages, all people, no matter, you know, mental state, physical state, to see the kids' gear start to turn when they go, realize, oh, being pro-life, not just I'm, you know, pro babies being born, I'm pro all life has value. Those are my favorite. We could get into those kind of conversations.
Yeah.
Did you have any preconceived notions going into it? Or since you were there 3 years ago, you kind of knew what to expect. As in, I guess I'm getting at, were you surprised at how articulate the youth were on life issues or how much they had thought about it before? Or did you learn like, hey, we got to step up our game as a church because kids need help with A, B, or C? What did you learn through it?
I would say that one thing that stuck out to me more this gathering than 3 years ago, and maybe I'm just not remembering, but it seemed like we encountered a lot more kids that were saying, I'm active in my life group at high school, or, you know, I'm in a life group somewhere, church, high school, whatever it is. It felt more organized that the kids coming up to us were, there was more organized life structure, like pro-life activities in their lives than there was 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I agree with Grant on what he has to say. I mean, I do feel like it was kind of crazy the amount of kids that we talked to that was like, oh, yeah, I'm the secretary or I'm the vice president or I'm whatever of my life group at school. Yep. So that was, it was pretty neat. And it was like, okay, good. You know, I'm glad these kids are being led and instructed and, you know, they're doing their own research. They're figuring out, you know, what does it mean to be pro-life? Why am I pro-life? All that kind of good stuff. So that was cool. And then I don't mean to divert the conversation, but one question that we also asked was private school versus public school. You know, where are you guys at in life? How are you having these conversations with these, with your, you know, your peers and stuff? And it was neat as someone who went to public school to hear, you know, a private school or a homeschooled kid's, you know, perspective on it. So that to me was kind of neat too.
I mean, did you see any differences or discrepancies or
no?
Was it just all around encouraging?
I think it was encouraging. I mean, I felt like, you know, your public school kids or your public school youth, they weren't as outspoken or they didn't necessarily have friends that agreed 100% like a private school kid would or a homeschool kid would. So, I mean, it was definitely different on how they probably interacted with a lot of their peers. But for the most part, everyone that we talked to, they were very well versed and they knew what they were talking about.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, the kids that went to public school definitely acknowledged that they heard about, you know, pro-choice stuff, those kind of things that go along with that argument in their schools more than they heard about pro-life. But also, it was interesting, different areas of the country, the public school kids experienced different things. Like the Arkansas public school kids didn't really experience anything pro-choice in their public school, you know, experience, whereas maybe kids from out west might have experienced it a little bit more kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did you interview a lot of Arkansas people?
There were
just a couple. Yeah,
there were some Arkansas people on the podcast.
Yeah. They were easy targets.
They were easy targets. Those were the only people I could say, hey, get over here and come sit down and talk on this microphone.
Coercion might have been
used. Yeah.
That's right. We may just have 12 of our Redeemer Lutheran Church members on there from Northeast Arkansas.
Listen, so they're well taught. They're well taught by their pastor.
Well, I'm looking at your list here. You had almost 40 interviews, and it might not sound like a lot to people who are listening because this has taken over 3 days, but I want to point out that the purpose of these conversations is not simply to give kids a mic, although that excites them. But the purpose of the conversation is to help our youth articulate what we believe about life issues. Mm-hmm. And so that's a conversation. That's playing the long game. And you guys did that over the course of three days. You built relationships where you had people, bless you guys, coming back 2, 3, 4 times just wanting to shoot the breeze with you because you're just so great to hang out with, you know? And I think that's wonderful because they obviously felt comfortable talking with you. And they probably also kind of used you as a sounding board. Like, how does this feel, dudes that are, you know, over 10 years older than me? Stuff like that. You know, it's just they probably looked up to you in a lot of ways. I know you had a couple of gentlemen who were repeats. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sad I missed the fourth time. Blaine, I think our friend was, his name was. He came back a fourth time and I missed it. I was sad.
Well, I thank you for the time that you spent with our youth because it very much bore fruit, and our listeners will be able to hear some of that in the season we're providing. First of all, in terms of kind of an overview of what we were able to offer the youth from an adult leader perspective. So we have Kristen Clapper, who we haven't mentioned yet, but she is a local artist from the New Orleans area who we were able to bring on in a volunteer capacity to do a collaborative art piece with our youth. And so where you both were looking out from the recording area, you looked over what we kind of considered our creative space. And so that's where we had a giant 7-foot by 7-foot canvas where youth were able to color individual butterflies. And then Kristen, the artist, helped them put them and piece them together and create created this beautiful background throughout the course of 3 days, this collage that really had some pretty deep meaning in terms of the theme endurance and what it means to endure by using this butterfly. And then we also had spaces where youth could go color our kind of life coloring sheets that we had with various Bible verses and images. And then we had a bracelet making station just for kids who wanted to do kind of some mindless bracelet making.
No spot.
Shout out to Bailey Reddick on that. She made me a bracelet. Bailey, I appreciate it.
That's right. So Bailey's another Arkansas friend who was able to come and work with us in the life ministry area. She worked in the background, but that doesn't mean she had any less of an important job. She worked a lot with her youth in the creative space. So thanks for that, Bailey. So finally, as we wrap up, guys, how are you encouraged about essentially what this next generation is going to do, hopefully, in terms of the life space and how they can be a voice for the voiceless?
I think the torch is lit and it's been passed, and these kids, you know, as much when people say they don't care about anything, I think that also means they don't care what people think. So they're going to be themselves regardless of what other people think. And I think we've experienced that. And I think they're going to do great things. They're, you know, a lot of the kids we talk to are going off to college. They're not all necessarily going to Concordia. So they're going to go and they're going to make an impact in this world, and they're going to spread the gospel and the pro-life truth, you know?
Yeah, awesome. What about you, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I think Grant just hit it right on the head. I mean, these kids they're knowledgeable, they're well-versed. They don't really care all that much about what society has to say. And I think that's going to be a benefit for them. They're going to be able to walk at the beat of their own drum. And I think they're going to be able to do that with confidence because of what they've been taught. And to me, that makes me super excited for them. Makes me super excited for, you know, the pro-life movement, the life ministries movement, all of that. It's really inspiring, and it's great to be able to talk to these participants in a setting like this and hear them, you know, speak about what matters to them and what they think is important. So I'm excited for them. I'm happy, and I'll be right there with them.
Me too. I'm excited for this group too. And I also want to point out that on our LCMS Life pages, we'll have special clips and audio bites of what our youth had to say about life issues. Is there anything you wanted to add? Essentially, you have the mic if there was anything else you wanted to say.
Yeah, I mean, I just would like to say, you know, thank you to the youth. Thank you to, you know, all the participants and the people that wanted to come up and speak with us. And that's not an easy thing to do. So it's great, you know, that we had outspoken individuals that wanted to come up, share their story, share their experiences. So just, you know, thank you for that. And then, Ms. Stephanie, thank you for giving me and Grant the opportunity to go and capture these moments, you know, of these participants. It's always a great, great experience. So thank you.
Yeah, after 3 years ago, I'm not sure she was going to have us back.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah,
she and it was did. A great time. And so we owe her all the thanks.
Yeah. Speaking of, what are you doing 3 years from now?
You tell me when. I'll be there.
Yeah, thank I don't think I'll have a choice. My mom kind of tells me where and when to march. So.
Hey, thanks for taking this on. Let's ask all of our listeners to both pray for our youth as they kind of embark on this new young and early adulthood. And just as you said, Sam, they're marching to the beat of their own drum, but that doesn't mean they don't have a good beat. And hopefully the church can continue to help equip them to be able to speak out for life.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review. And don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at LCMS Life. And finally, listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you have an idea about a guest you'd like to hear from or a topic you want talked about? Email us at friendsforlife@lcms.org. We want to hear from you about what you want to hear about when it comes to issues of life.
Thanks for joining us. Friends for Life is a podcast that discusses the life God has given and the people He has called you to serve, right where you are, in God's mission.